Hey, beautiful. You know what today is? Today's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so let's just jump right into it. Let's see. The first question we have is from Anonymous. They ask, "Hi Kay, so your werewolf audio makes me feel things. We really need more, even if it's not Halloween. Please and thank you. In the spirit of you transforming into an animal, what animal, besides a wolf, would you want to turn into every full moon? Thank you so much." Besides a wolf. Wolf would have been my first choice. I was trying to think. I was thinking something aquatic, but being aquatic wouldn't be very smart. Like, if I turned into a shark every full moon, I would be on land. That would be terrible. I don't know. I was going to say wolf. Wolf is really my first go-to. Like, I'm trying to think what other animal would I want to be. Like, maybe a bear. I wouldn't mind turning into a bear. Like, a polar bear. Yeah, polar bear would be cool. I'd be down for polar bear. What else is there? I wouldn't want to be a horse. That sounds bad. Like, that doesn't sound very good. I'd be stuck in my apartment as a horse every full moon. I don't know. I'd be stuck as a bear, too, probably. I don't want to be a bird. Like, being a bird doesn't sound great either. I mean, flying sounds nice. Like, being an eagle or something sounds not terrible. I wonder if I keep my, like, do I keep my knowledge? Like, am I still me or am I just an animal? Yeah, I don't know, that's really hard. I'm going to say bear. I think bear is good. Like a large mammal. Like, that's really what I want to be. I just want to be a large mammal. But not too large of a mammal. Like, I don't want to be an elephant. That seems, like, impractical. I'm going to say bear. Bear makes sense. I'm going to say polar bear. Specifically, I'm going to be polar bear. I'm going to say polar bear. Yeah. I like the cold. I want to be a large animal. I'll say polar bear. That makes sense. Yeah, that's my answer. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Gabriella asks, "Hi Kay, I hope you're having a lovely morning. How do you organize apps on your phone? Are they just there? Do you categorize them into those little boxes? What do you do?" So I have like a single page of apps. Everything's in boxes basically, except for docs, calendar, weather, camera, photos, notes, and clocks. Those are the only things that aren't in boxes. Everything else is in boxes. I have something called the landfill, which is just like all the like apps that I don't ever want to fucking look at. Like, I got Amazon in here. I got like Lyft. I got like things that I'm like, I don't want to look at these apps. And then I got the tool belt, which is just like compass, calculator, measuring, and all like voice notes, the app store. It's like in the tool belt. I have pound, euro, dollar sign for like my banking apps and like you know, all that kind of stuff. I have going places, which is all my travel stuff, like my Hertz rental car stuff, Marriott Bonvoy, Hilton, Honors, Hyatt, Ticketmaster, AAA, American, Delta, ARP, all that kind of good stuff. And then I got distractions, which are just, like, games. I have, like, let's see, I got Genshin, what's this, Legends of the Rift, I think, Snap, Funimation, Steam, D&D Beyond, OneNote, FuboTV, Worldbox, and a knockoff MySuka, basically, or MySuika, sorry. And then I have one last folder, which is, like, for, like, y'all. So it's YouTube Studio, Patreon, Snapchat, Spotify, Instagram, and Discord. And that's basically it. I don't have a shitload on my phone. I mean, like, the bottom bar is call, text, and internet. That's about it. Yeah, I'm pretty basic on my phone. I'm not doing anything crazy. So thank you so much for the question, Gabriella. I really appreciate it. I think I answered it. Yeah, I think I answered all of it. Thank you so much. Alexis asks, "How do you like your steak?" I like my steak. Depends on how good the steak is. The better the steak, the rarer it is. Like, if you give me Wagyu, I'll go rare. But if you're giving me, like, Applebee's, I'm going to go medium. But yeah, anywhere between, like, medium to rare. Medium rare is probably where I live more often than not. But, yeah, I'll do anything on the rare to medium spectrum of doneness. So, thank you so much for the question, Alexis. I really appreciate it. I'm just a baby asks. I'm just hearing it in my... Alright, anyway. Yeah, I can just hear that name. I feel like guys never want to be soft, but honestly, I think it's the sexiest thing when a guy who's tough everywhere else is soft with me. Is that how you are when you're with someone? I would say so. I think, yeah, the person who probably sees me the softest is definitely my partner. I mean, I guess y'all see me pretty soft, too. But yeah, between is probably my partner, and then I guess in this case, y'all. So those are the people who probably see me the softest. So yeah, I think that's important though. In a relationship, you should be vulnerable with the person you're with. Like, you should be able to be soft with them, because like the reason you don't show your softness to everyone is because you're afraid it's gonna get hurt because it's soft, you know. So like, you give everyone else the hard shell to protect yourself. But you don't need to protect yourself from the person you love, so you can show them your soft side. Like, you know, it's like when a dog rolls over and shows you their belly. For them, that's like a very vulnerable part, because like, they need to protect their belly. But when they roll over and show it to you, it's because like, they know you're not gonna hurt them, so like, they trust you. I think it's the same kind of implicit trust with the partner. Like, you want to be able to show all the vulnerable soft sides of yourself, because you trust that they won't hurt them and they'll keep them safe, you know. So I guess my answer is yes. Thank you so much for the question. I'm just a baby. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Fruit Loops asks, what's your go-to song while driving? P.S. You brighten my day whenever I listen to you. Oh, I'm really glad. Thank you, Fruit Loops. Thank you for letting me know. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. What's my go-to song while driving? That's so hard. I feel like I go to a lot of different songs. Like right now, I'm listening to Shooting Star, the Flume remix, which has been on repeat for like a day. But I think it goes, like, the thing is, every time I go in the car, it's always going to be different music. Like, it depends on my mood. Sometimes it's EDM, sometimes it's rap, sometimes it's like drum and bass. It depends on what I'm doing, like where am I driving, what's my mood, how I'm feeling. I think that really affects what I play in the car. But yeah, thank you so much for the question, Fruit Loops. I really appreciate it. Day asks, going off your comment about us calling this love on a date, was that meant to start beef? Or, but no, seriously, is it that bad? I call most of my friends love, but it does slip out on dates occasionally. Would love to hear your opinion. So I don't think it's that bad. So if you call me love on a date, I don't think it's that bad. But that's just me. I love pet names. So if you call me a pet name, like, we're done. Like, it's on. Like, you, if you just start calling me a pet name, you're definitely in. Because I'm such a sucker for pet names. I really love them. So I wouldn't have an issue personally. But I feel like some guys are weird about it. Some guys don't love being called pet names. It depends on the guy. But for me specifically, only talking about me, I wouldn't mind. If you call me love, I wouldn't be upset. But yeah, it depends on the guy. Thank you for the question, Day. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Riri asks, hey Kay, I hope all is well. Just a bunch of random questions. All right, let's see. Favorite movie. Oh no. Can I say favorite movie right now? I guess favorite movie right now is, I rewatched Oppenheimer. I was going to rewatch Barbieheimer again. I was going to watch them in the other order. I was going to do Oppenheimer first, then Barbie, but I didn't have time, so I ended up watching Oppenheimer, which oh my god, I forgot how much I love that movie. That movie's really good. It's so good. So I'd say that's probably my favorite movie right now. I actually really enjoyed The Flash. The Flash recently was surprisingly good. I was kind of shocked by how good The Flash was. DreamWorks Wish with Puss in Boots was really good. That one actually was surprisingly good. Yeah, any of those three are probably my favorite movie right now. Favorite movie of all time is so hard. I mean, part of me wants to say Lord of the Rings. Maybe. That's, I don't know, because how do I pick one? I don't know, it's such a hard question. I mean, I've seen Lost in Translation probably, I've seen that movie so many times. Like, I feel like that might be, I mean, it has to be high on the list. I don't know, it's so hard when people are like, favorite movies, because there's so many movies, like Fight Club has been a movie that I've seen, like, way too many times. There's a bunch of movies that I've seen too much that I feel like would qualify as favorite, but I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. Favorite movies is a hard thing, especially for someone who loves movies so much, like as Casablanca and like Intouchables. I don't know. There's a lot of movies that I would probably put in. I need like a top 10. Seeing a single favorite movie is too hard. Favorite song at the moment. I've been listening to a lot of Peach PRC, so probably Like a Girl Does is high on the list. It's just catchy as fuck. That shit's been in my head for like days. It's been like a problem, so I'm going to say that one. Favorite memory you like looking back at? What's my favorite memory I like looking back at? I have this memory when I was like, I must have been 18, in California. And I was driving the PCH at the time. And I wasn't doing it all in one sitting. I was like breaking it up. And I remember what the hotel was. It was like this small on the side, like motel kind of situation. But I remember waking up and like opening the front door and just like seeing the ocean and like walked across the highway. And it was like this like Bay Area. The water was like really beautiful. I mean, it was like maybe 50-ish feet down to the water, so there's no way I could like get down. It was like a cliff. But I remember like it was early and the sun was like just rising. And I remember just like standing by the waterside and like there was like traffic crossing the highway, and it was just, I don't know. It was a really peaceful memory. I don't know why that. I don't know if it's my favorite memory, but I like. Like, if I'm not thinking about anything, sometimes my brain just, like, drifts back to being there. So, yeah, I don't know. That's, like, it's a memory I just keep coming back to. I don't know if it's a favorite memory, but it's definitely a memory I can't shake for some reason. There's just something about the feeling there, so. Or, I'm going to say another favorite memory was, coming back from upstate New York. I was in upstate New York for a couple weeks. And when I came back into the city, I couldn't get a cab because everyone thought I was homeless. And I was just like, because I was a mess. I was a mess after upstate New York. And I remember everyone thinking I was homeless and being like, no, no, no. And then I checked into the Marquee. And they were like, are you supposed to be here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. And then I like took my first shower for like in forever and like actually was like in a bed, and like it was a nice memory too. Yeah, I don't know. Memories are hard. It's hard to pick a favorite. I think favorites are just hard to have. I just think that's a fun memory for me. I love the juxtaposition of what everyone thought I was versus who I really was and stuff. I don't know, there was something interesting about that. And then top three games you enjoy playing. Right now, probably Ready or Not has to be in the top three. I've been playing a shitload of Ready or Not. I mean, I've been playing Ready or Not for like the last year, but I played so much Ready or Not. I'll say GTA 5, probably. Throw GTA 5 in there. And I'll round it out with Minecraft. Minecraft is a good time. I always love Minecraft. I always find myself, whenever I come back to Minecraft, I always enjoy Minecraft, like, a lot. So, yeah, those are my answers. And last one is, what do you do to keep yourself grounded? I misread that as, what do you do while you're grounded? I'm like, I don't get grounded anymore, so. What do I do to keep myself grounded? I think, for me, the best thing to be grounded, I mean, meditating was always a really good way I used to ground myself. I don't do it as much as I should anymore, which it's a shame, because it really does help. But yeah, I don't know, I just try to be really present. Like, that I think is a really good way of staying grounded, is just trying to stay present. Yeah, I think that's the best way of grounding myself. I also think trying to find time and make time for yourself really helps. Because I feel like a lot of my time is in service to others, so whenever I can get time for me, it's like, I think it's really important to, like, really utilize that time. Like, don't use it on anything else besides you in that moment, because I need to do self-care, so. Yeah, I think those are my answers. Thank you so much for the question, Dreary. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you rather be only able to kiss your girlfriend with no hands touching her, or be only able to smack her ass and give her hugs but no kissing? Oh, kiss over smacking, 100%. Yeah, I want to kiss you. Kissing, yeah, 100% kissing. I mean, obviously it sucks, I won't be able to smack your ass anymore, but I get to kiss you, and I think that's totally worth it, so I'm gonna say kissing. Definitely kissing. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Harmony asks, if your life was a movie, what song would play in the end credits? Oh man, that's hard. Probably Memoirs by Ramsey B would probably be my credit song. I've always wanted him to do a score for something that I worked on. So if I had a movie, especially a movie about my life, I would have him score it for sure. But yeah, I'd probably say Memoirs by Ramsey B would be my end credit song for sure. I think it's kind of perfect. So yeah, thank you so much, Harmony. I really appreciate the question. Anonymous asks, you mentioned unconditional love a lot in your audios. Is that something you really believe in? And do you carry them into relationships with you? Yeah, I think that unconditional love is totally something that's achievable. I think you can have unconditional love for someone. I don't think it's immediate. I don't think it happens overnight. But I think you develop it. Like, it's something you cultivate, like a garden. Like, you grow unconditional love. The only times where it's kind of automatic is if you're a parent, you know, like your kid. That's like, as soon as you, like that is like a bond that's almost immediate. But with like romantic love, it's something you have to work at. Like, it's something you grow and you cultivate. But I think there's a point where it does become unconditional, like where there's nothing that the other person could do to make you stop loving them. Cause you just like kind of forge this unconditional love through time and through, just through your relationship. So I think it is totally achievable. And is it something I cultivate? I try to, yeah. I try to love as unconditionally and without judgment and without bounds as I can. Like, I think that's really important. So yeah, I try my hardest to love completely and without any kind of restraints or with conditionalities. Because I don't think you should love with conditions. So yeah. I really appreciate the question. Thank you so much for asking it. Bed full of crumbs ass. Hi, Kay. How are you? I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I hope you're doing good. I am. My question is, do you have to check the shower for murderers when you go to the bathroom? Have you ever had to check your whole apartment or house for murderers before you can go to sleep? This is something I'm often guilty of, even though I know there's no one actually in my house, especially no murderers. Also, I wouldn't even know what to do if I found a murderer. It's not like I know karate or something. Anyways, have a great day. do I check the apartment? Yeah, I mean, I have. Like, if I hear a weird noise or something, I check the front door. But yeah, like, girlfriends I have, I know I've definitely checked, like, closets and showers and under the bed and, like, so I've definitely checked the apartment. Not for myself, but I've definitely checked the apartment to soothe someone else's anxieties over, like, someone being there, which I totally get. Like, it is scary, the idea of someone breaking in. So I'll always check the apartment if asked to be like, can you please look? I'll always look. Because, yeah, I get that it's scary. And if I can do anything to make you feel better, of course I will. So thank you so much. I really appreciate the question, bed full of crumbs. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for just one more. Let's see. Lilo asks, hi, Kay. I hope you're having a great Monday and taking care of yourself. I am. I was wondering if you ever confessed your feelings to someone and it wasn't fully reciprocated. How do you get past the rejection? I've been in that situation and I can't get over it. Thanks. Oh, man. I've been in that situation so many times. Yeah, it sucks. It just sucks. There's no good way. There's no good way of expressing how much it sucks, because it does. It just hurts. It hurts you on the inside. It feels like it's like a rejection. A rejection just sucks. But here's the flip side. Here's the parts that'll make you feel better. One, they're missing out, not you. Like, you think you are missing out because you see how wonderful and amazing and like special this person is. But they don't realize the same about you, which is the fact that you are wonderful, amazing, and special in your own right. And they would be lucky to be in a relationship with you. So, like, the fact that they're not is on, that's their loss, not yours. And so you have to look at it. You have to just look at it. If any rejection isn't a rejection, isn't, like, a loss for you, it's a loss for someone else. Like, it's their loss, not yours. Because that really helps. That really, really helps. If you reframe the way it is, like, you know? Like, imagine you had a pizza, right? And this is, like, the best pizza ever. And you went over to someone, and you were like, hey, do you want a slice of this pizza? And they were like, no. You wouldn't be, like, that upset, because you'd be like, well, you know, you just lost out on great pizza. Well, that sucks for you. Like, I know that's, like, a really terrible and simple analogy. But it's kind of that's kind of the internal metric of how you have to look at it. You are delicious pizza. Anyone would be lucky to eat you. So, if they don't want your pizza, then that sucks for them. They're missing out. Someone else is going to eat that pizza, and it's going to be delicious, and they're going to have a great time eating it. So I hope that helps, Lilo. Rejection's always hard. It always sucks. It never feels good. But just remember, it's not, you're not losing out. They're losing out, because you're wonderful. Okay? Thank you so much for the question. I really, really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer, look down below in the doobly-doo. There should be a link where you can ask me whatever you like, as long as it's safe for work. If it's a not safe for work question, I highly recommend you looking up Naughty Get to Know Night. Because down there, you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, I've been Night. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.